country now.
This country now. It's Fort San Vegas, baby. Get set.
This country now.
The Sound of Music introduces you to yet another excitement, or another moment on radio that brings excitement not just to the presenters, because we're always excited to be here, but most importantly to you who's listening. The idea is to bring radio that brings happiness, radio that, you know, kind of takes your mind out away from all the happenings, the nawas that are going on. Because if you just mind what's the number of nawas that exists in this country right now, it can steal your joy.
It can, actually.
So we know that for sure. And we decide to say, you know what, for 2 hours, we'll discuss the matters that matter to us, but we'll also make it fun and exciting.
And exciting, that's the word. Keeping you happy and excited, despite the fact that there's a lot that can make you go, this country now, this country now.
It is a real one.
When you wake up in the morning and the first thing you're seeing is you're on your own. Oh,
oh, you're lower.
Nigerians, you're on your own. Oh, defend yourself.
Ah, that sounds familiar. Anyways, we would definitely talk about some of those conversations that have made the rounds. Especially among Nigerians, especially on social media.
Absolutely.
On our social media highlights today, no doubt. I can't wait for that.
Absolutely.
But Lagos, welcome to another edition of our family talk, and indeed on What's Up Lagos. And today, that's on Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk on the African continent. I could say that with all sense of responsibility. 99.3 Nigeria Info. What will be our focus today on the show? Well, I'll let Andrea tell you.
Okay. It's no news. I mean, it's no longer news that we are in a pandemic. And we're still very much in the pandemic. I think that a lot of us, because activities are still ongoing, because we're still going out and going to school, going for our daily businesses, we've actually forgotten that, you know, there's a pandemic out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're forgetting that coronavirus is still in the open, in the air. We still see people shaking and hugging themselves. We still see people, that's true, actually. We still see people going about without their face mask.
Mm.
People are no longer sanitizing. Nobody's taking it as serious as it used to be. But
yep.
Hey, that's not what we're talking about. You know, we would, I mean, we're saying this to let you know that, yes, it's the virus is still out there. We're still very much in a pandemic.
Mm.
But we're also going to ask this question. How do you think this pandemic has created an opportunity for families to bond? Do you think that it has made them far apart from each other? Do you think it has brought families together? Do you think the pandemic, in one way or the other, has encouraged family bonding? It is no doubt that this pandemic brought away, you know, for families to have new ways of doing things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that family bonding is part of those things
that we've experienced in the pandemic?
Absolutely.
Has the pandemic brought your families together? Do you now care more about your loved ones? Do you worry about, are you now endeared to them? Do you want to care? Do you want to check? Because one thing we're sure about is that the pandemic, not just in Nigeria, you know, came and then it caused the lockdown. It caused people to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Did that give your parents, the parents, the opportunity to stay more with their children?
Yeah.
Did it give, you know, siblings to interact more? Because we hear a lot of stories of people who do not even know their siblings are.
Exactly.
And they don't care. They believe, he's just there. Well, he's your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This guy is just there on his own. Has the pandemic promoted bonding amongst families?
Yeah, you mentioned caring for them because it's going from numbers to names, and from names to the names that we know, people we know, actual people that we know, that we see on a daily basis, that we have we've had a relationship with one way or the other. Now, family here, I know we're talking about blood-related family, but family, you know, has moved from just broad blood-related family to actual people who you have relationships with.
Yep.
Now, these are people you've seen, and one way or the other, you maybe they're part of people that the coronavirus has dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
How did this bring you close to your family or to your friends? How did this make you feel about them? Should I be more caring? Because at this point, you'll be like, I would have called this person to check up on her. I would have called this person to know how they are feeling. I didn't even know that they were battling with this virus until they spoke about it or until we heard RIP.
Because that's the truth. Because right now, there's some kind of, could there be some kind of, let me be safe. Let me speak as a communicator. I sense some kind of stigma with if you just cough now. You know, the next thing, is it corona? So because of that, some people might just even hear, they can have it and just low key.
Not say.
And you know, because we're not even testing as much.
Yeah.
You may not even know that someone has it. And if you know how the thing works on its own, from what we hear, WHO said, you may not even know that you have it until a long period.
Exactly.
So there's so many factors that are pointing to the fact that this pandemic should actually promote bonding amongst family, promotes people checking up on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're trying to find out today if the pandemic, you know, is promoting family bonding from your perspective.
And also tell us your experience so far. I mean, we had a lockdown last year.
Yeah.
And we're all scared of having that same lockdown again this year, which we're this close to having another lockdown.
Mm.
But hey, we're asking, during that period, was it good enough for you both? That is you, your family, you and your wife, your children. Was that a good time for you to bond? How did you do with the schoolwork? How were you able to keep up with your children? If you have toddlers, if you have grown-up children, teenagers, how were you able to contain them in that space? What activities did you have with them? I mean, these are things we want to hear from you this morning, Lagos.
What are you happy that, man, when they heard that the schools would be opened? Some parents were just like,
I know parents that were really happy.
Please go. Go, Abe, go come and kill us.
Exactly.
We've had enough of you, as it were, and which is some kind of love on its own. So today we try to survey the positive and negative impact of the pandemic on family life, and also examine how much the outbreak of COVID-19 enhanced the culture of family bonding.
Absolutely.
So we'll get into that full effect after we hear from Lagos.
Yes.
What's happening in your neighborhood?
Tell us how you feel this morning.
Let's have a feel of your lungu.
Of your lungu, of your area. Let's know how you feel. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Are you experiencing hunger? What exactly is going through your mind this morning, Lagos? Tell us. I might just be blessing somebody this morning. I'm in the mood to bless you this morning. So tell me how you're feeling. Tell us how you're feeling. What is happening around your area this morning? And not to forget to scream. What's up, Lagos?
Absolutely. So we're going to start with the first scream together. Imagine you doing a soprano. I'll do it in tenor. How would you scream, what's up, Lagos, in soprano?
What's up, Lagos?
And I'll say, hold on, that key high for me. Okay, hold on, it's a bit high. Let me try and catch it. Keep it doing, what's up, Lagos? Let me see. What's the tenor be?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! But that's not it.
What did you do?
I think that was tenor.
Was that tenor?
It was tenor.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it was tenor.
Okay.
Because alto is a bit... Alto touches the minor key. For singers, they understand. It touches somehow. Sometimes alto is close to touching minor.
That's true.
Only singers who understand this and maybe music heads. But guys, bottom line, we want you to scream and
be excited.
What's
up, Lagos?
0700-993-993-993. That's the number to call. And there's a magic number for them, ladies. But before I mention that, I think Andrea's got the number for WhatsApp.
All right, WhatsApp is 0809-597-5809.
All right, that's it. It's a very simple number. Is it 5809 or 05? I think 05 at the end.
Oh, 05. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I am so sorry. Let me take that again. 0809-597-5805, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Actually, when we do things, we actually do have official apology. Do you think this is... This needs...
It does.
All right, great. So let's do it. So we'll not take it for granted.
I apologize.
It's 05-09.
We are sorry. So sorry. Very sorry. We'll never do it again.
How sweet. Michael is calling from where now?
Okota.
Okota, good to have you, Michael.
Hello, good afternoon. Good morning.
Oh, Michael. That wasn't us, Michael, was it? Oh, boy. What does it feel like in your neighborhood? What's going on in your lungu? What are people talking about? We'd like to know. Rep your neighborhood. Now, a number of things that happen around Lagos sometimes. Maybe say, I could just say this Lagos.
This morning, I was so angry.
Mm-hmm.
I was so angry. And I just had to keep the anger to myself. But I felt like, okay, let's talk about this. We might not exactly talk deeply about it, but I was just so pissed.
Mm.
Now, coming from this Ado Road, mm-hmm. right? You saw the amount of, is it truck?
Those kind of tipper, sabi trucks
or
long vehicles, carry sand.
Carrying sand, exactly. Yeah. Did you see the amount or the number of them packed on the road causing traffic?
I'm sure if someone is at Ado Road right now, he'll be saying, Collins, thank God, Andrea, thank God you mentioned this. What are they doing there? Someone was saying that road should be expanded.
It should be. And just like he said, it's the government or the people living around there. We've not cried enough. We've not cried enough.
All right. Hey, what's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning, Collins.
Benjamin.
Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Collins, please. Where did you get this lady from, Andrea? Where? Andrea, you are so sweet.
Oh,
and
really?
You've made me to love this program so much.
Aww.
You've made me to love it.
Really?
Collins has been doing very well until Andrea came in. Something else.
Thank
Andrea,
you.
Andrea, let me tell you what. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Yesterday, I had to go on YouTube. Because let me see what did Andrea look like. Wow. One just said, yesterday was your son's birthday.
Yes.
My small girl be this one. I go check your face. Wow. Well, you guys are doing well. Very well.
You said a small girl be
this one. Very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The combination is awesome.
Thank you.
Okay? We appreciate you. Thank you for that.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Please, go ahead.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest the light.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Yes. Chest the life. Oh, my. Benjamin. That's so inspiring. So how far? What's happening in your lungu? What's happening in your neighborhood? What are the people saying?
Everybody's fine. You know what? I had to park. I'm on my way going back to Lagos.
Okay.
I went to Benin. I live in Lagos.
Okay.
I had to stop in Shigamo just to make sure I make this call.
Wow.
Everything looks nice. Yes.
Wow.
I've been trying. Yesterday, I tried. I couldn't get through. I said, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, I just tried. I got through. I said, wow. You guys are doing very well. Very, very well.
Thank you so much.
Well. Appreciate you. God bless you, Benjamin. Well, a lot of accolades there.
Wow.
So where did I get you from?
You want to answer to that?
Where did I get you from?
Was
that the one that got you from somewhere? Or
I don't know. Did you get me from
Why you always say it's a man that got somebody? What if she's the one that got
me? Because the man went searching and he found.
Did I go searching and find?
Serious question.
Or did we meet? Were we both finding?
Maybe your heart was, your heart at the time.
My heart?
Yeah.
My heart.
Yes.
But you'd like to say, okay, let's leave that conversation for another day. 18
Michael,
minutes.
Michael is calling from Okota.
All right, Michael is back, I guess. Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
I'm glad for every day we have an opportunity to live again. I'm really glad, because some people take life for granted.
Absolutely.
Some people think it's all about money or the cash they have. I don't want to go into a lot of details, but
yeah.
I thank them for life. If you're one of these kind of people that like to just stand your ground and try to be principled and be about what is good and what is right,
mm-hmm.
you you'll be encountering a lot of stick-ups, you know. Mm. So, he's just glad to live another day. Mm. So, I'm really glad.
You are saying this, man, like you know me personally.
I feel blessed by yourself. Yesterday I almost fainted from my aunt that was near the pharmacy and helped me with some stuff to eat because I'm not even laying on my back. I'm just laying on my belly since that last year. It's all over my bum. So it's all good.
How are you now, though?
It's healing, but it's tough because there are a lot of blood clot inside that needs to really come out. So it's healing. It's just tough. It heals a lot of things. So dressing it and not eating right, because if you don't eat right, it's going to heal as much.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just crazy. Andrea!
What's up?
I really love your voice.
Oh, thank you. You're wonderful. Thank you so much.
I can't even tell the difference between you.
I feel like I know what he was about to say. He was trying to say he can't tell the difference between me. I know what he's about to say, but I'll keep that.
Anyways, I don't know. Michael, thank you so much. Now, people need to understand that when we come here on the radio, we're excited. It's not because we don't care about what's happening out there.
True.
Or we're not in the pain. Mm-hmm. You don't know the traffic we probably went through to come to work this morning. You don't know if we actually, at some point, fly back just to make sure that we get to where we can drive and not traffic.
That's true.
You don't know if someone is listening right now on the sick bed. Look at this gentleman who called in and was excited.
Wow.
He's dealing with pain, serious pain. Hmm. And he can't even lie on his back, but he's not giving up on life. There you are.
Boyfriend, break
your heart. It's as if the world wants to end. You say, this is the end. Because that's the matter. The world wants to end. Boyfriend, your
daddy did not give you pocket money and you're angry with your daddy.
So, nanny. You don't know what's going on. But the idea is, do not allow any situation to weigh you down that you would steal your happiness.
Absolutely.
Never, never, never.
Absolutely.
Now, we heard about a lady who actually took a gun it was in a Akwa Ibom. It's Akwa Ibom or Calabar. Took a gun to go and shoot the teacher for asking her to cut her blonde hair or something.
Yeah, her colored hair.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Welcome.
Good morning.
I was trying to actually shout that in soprano.
Okay.
You guys were trying to get that, but you didn't
get it.
We didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, help us.
Try it.
Okay. Yes!
Oh my! You guys are doing so well. I'm enjoying this program.
Thank you.
We appreciate you a lot.
Nothing without hearing Andrea and Colin. I feel so complete.
Wow! Thank you.
You are doing so good. Andrea, your voice. You don't sound just like Joyce.
Aww.
Yes.
Thank you.
You guys are doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Well, wonderful.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria.
And you too.
How is your lungu? What's happening in your lungu, by the way?
Oh, everywhere is cool and calm.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for that. Victoria calling from one of the Lekkies. Well, 0700-993-993-993 is a number. We're live on Facebook, and we'll be live from now till 11 o'clock.
Mm.
And we're asking you to drop your comments on Facebook. Yesterday, those who dropped comments, we couldn't take them. Now, I promise you, today, we'll take the comments, I promise you,
That's
on
right.
Facebook.
That's right.
Tokpe is on the line, but yeah. I think we have to. Can we squeeze in Tokpe quickly? No. Tokpe, from Yaba.
Yeah.
Okay, Tokpe.
Oh.
What's up, Lagos, Tokpe?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes.
What's up?
Yes. Whoa! Yes!
Yes! Alive.
Yes!
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 Yes! The life!
Yes! The life!
Yes! That was a vibrato version. A vibrato. Man, vibrato so, version.
I'm looking for iPhone. No, I don't know top whatever. iPhone. That's make it loud.
Thank you so much.
I very great, that wonderful lady that is Batman, the wonderful, the most energetic presenter in the universe.
Oh.
Now Batman with sexy voice.
The
voice that you will hear, that you will forget that you just go and defend yourself. When you hear some voice. You know that you have to enjoy yourself. Don't defend yourself.
Oh my! Thank you.
Oh, this is your friend. I didn't talk. I'm on fancy, so I'm just trying to get one or two things done. I just left the office, so.
All right, great. Fantastic.
I also have some parole that I run, so I just.
Nazo.
You know.
Let the hustle pay. Yes. Let the hustle pay. Tokpe, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you for the compliments. Absolutely. Well, it's time to go on a break. Our first break on the show today. I'll need to pick some bills. Making money is very, very essential in life. You know, we'll be back right after that to our main gist on The Family Talk.
My name is Ronke from Ikorodu.
Hi, I'm Mecca from Festa.
My name is Ahmed from Apapa.
I want to tell you about my radio. My radio is my best friend.
My steady companion.
My radio keeps me informed
all day long
with hot topics,
trending news,
politics and current affairs.
My radio gives me the best music.
My radio is
Nigeria Info.
Everybody in Nigeria listens to Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, Lagos. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I am Andrea.
And I'm Collins. The tech at the end will come at the end of the show. But we're back. It's 10:32 and we're live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I need to quickly give a big shout out to those who are watching us live on Facebook. A number of people have joined on Facebook and I really appreciate that. We really appreciate that. I can see your comments. Mohamed Salah. Wow. Mohamed Salah. Okay. Bingbe Okunrin. Hope I got that right. Franklin Aka. Gaddafi Chilling Henry. Shout out to all of you. We'll get to your comments. Oluwayemisid Dada. Shout out to you. GOK Michael. Shout out to all of you that are viewing from wherever you are watching us live. Now, we promised that we're talking about the pandemic and whether it's promoting family bonding.
Mm.
And there's a lot to talk about. And I can see some great comments already, even on Facebook and on WhatsApp.
Yes, just before when we started the show, we talked about the fact that somehow COVID-19 has either brought us together or taken us apart.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you think about it, one way or the other, it has taken away people from us, and it's also, in another way, bringing us together.
That's right. So it now sounds like a virtual contradiction. Collins, this is the time that you're saying people should social distance, and you expect people to come together. But somehow, that's exactly what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening. Now, the coming together does not necessarily mean that we are holding ourselves, hugging ourselves, kissing ourselves. Well, we can't stop that from husband and wife anyway.
Yeah.
But moving on, we have become conscious of our relationships with people. We have become conscious of the fact that I care about this person. This person, I need to know how you're feeling, how you're faring. Trust me, this is me personally saying, I've become more conscious of the relationship that I have with people.
That's
I've become
right.
more caring, even though I know naturally it comes to me. I'm very caring. But Ned, I noticed that in recent times, I've been more caring because I don't want the name or I don't want the number to become a name that I know.
Huh.
Numbers are increasing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want that number to be a name that I know.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
So we're caring for those we love to ensure that they can observe social distancing and take seriously all the precautionary measures and also find out because the pandemic and COVID affected people's livelihood.
That's true.
Where do they make money from?
Exactly. I know people who usually, I mean, their business, right, are the ones that on a daily basis, they need to eat. They need to... You need to patronize them for them to eat. That's how their business works. Now, because people barely...
You really go out as much?
As much. Now, they're not making as much money. And that resulted to them in the family reducing how they fend for each other, the things that they do at home. You know, what you regularly do, go out, have fun, eat 3 square meal and all of that. They don't have that anymore.
Now, you have to change it to 001.
001.
Or 100.
Or 010. Right. You know, it's a crazy thing. But we want to find out, in among families, how do you think this pandemic encouraged bonding? Now, findings from international organizations have revealed that the outbreak of COVID-19 has pushed families into a new normal, despite the adverse effect it has had on various sectors and economies around the world.
That's right.
This is because the outbreak of the virus has helped families incorporate new adventures needed to enhance family bonding.
It is based on this premise that family experts opined that... you know, across the world, they've come up with ways to devise creative ways of having fun with these new challenges they are faced with. Now, this is because it has afforded parents something I'll describe as the golden opportunity to do things like play games, share jokes, eat dinner together with their children. And this, in turn, kind of helps to promote the free flow of communication, or how it show that children and, I mean, communication between children and even the spouses get to talk even more, as it were.
Yeah, that's actually true. Now, for me, growing up, there's something we usually do back in the day. And I mean, this is just me sharing my experience, all right? Back in the day, there's something my dad would usually do whenever he's at home with us. He would bring up our album. I don't know if they still call it album, this photo album. Of, you know, many, many years ago, his life many, many years ago. He would keep showing us pictures of how he, you know, the first babe he had. He showed us the pictures. He showed us when he and my dad and my mom got married. He showed us pictures of my first, his first child, my elder sister. He showed us pictures of how, you know, her very first day at school, pictures of...
They met your mom.
You know, the very first day my mom went to his family.
Okay.
All of these pictures, you know, brings memories. And it encouraged some level of bonding among all of us. I mean, we saw how he looked back in the day before I knew who my father was. I saw how he looked back in the day.
Like
I saw how my mom looked back in the day. So these are beautiful memories that we were enjoying, you know, at the time. And that's something I feel like a lot of parents should should actually incorporate in this pandemic, in this, you know.
Well, so people, it's based on this foregoing that we'll be asking you a number of questions. If truly the pandemic has afforded you the opportunity to bond with your family, has it afforded you that opportunity to bond with your family?
Has it? Has it? We're asking. Has it?
That sounded like you're asking me.
Okay.
Were you asking me?
Has it? So your part has it?
Yes, I think.
Really?
And luckily enough, we are pandemic dads. You know, yes, of course.
Pandemic moms.
Zane was born yesterday in history. And that means it's a year's birthday. Thank you, first of all the shout outs. You know, it was just 10 days after we gave birth to the boy before the pandemic, and there was lockdown.
Yeah.
I remember working from home. I remember, you know, I had opportunity to work from home, and I was able to, you know, bond with my even though
he was,
I spent
very,
a lot of time, as small as he
little.
Was, you know, I had to learn things like, you know, how to bring the baby. In recent way, because I used to do it olden days way, the way my parents taught me. I had to learn it your way. I had to also, you know, it gave me opportunity to bond, even with you.
I
know the year before the pandemic, you know, it was so busy with trying to, you know, put things together. And I don't think we bonded as much.
let me see something. In as much as we're trying to encourage the fact that, you know, family bonding, come together. But I know that it's for families. It was really tough for them.
Yep.
It was really tough because there was transfer of aggression. Business is not going well. And you want to come and hug me, honey, sweetie? Are you all right? Are you thinking properly?
Absolutely.
You know, and for some people, right? Now, this is not where we have to discuss that.
Yeah.
But some people, money is actually the drive in
for
the other room.
For
it's
you,
actually
does
the
it,
drive in the other room. Yes.
Does it inspire you in the other room?
Money? Are you for real now? Are you asking me that question?
Yes.
Are you really asking me that
straight
question?
Straight up.
I should be, you should know now.
No, I'm asking you to say.
How will you ask me to say?
Let me hear from you.
I don't understand.
Does
how
it inspire?
How you ask me to say if money inspires me in the other room?
But you asked me.
I'm asking you.
Does it? I want to know.
Does money inspire me in the other room?
Let's say I just do prang account like you know we used to do from time to time.
Hey, I would say honey, sweetie. You know how we come alive.
So money does.
But it does not necessarily.
Do you know I love you? No. You're not a hypocrite. All right, and I know that for sure. And some people will say, no, it's not about money. Has spirit.
It has spirit.
When you get alert, credit
true.
Alert.
True.
I'm telling you, all of you telling
me. I will cook you the best of best.
Oh, ho.
You know?
You need psychologists, you need this. Sometimes all you need is just that credit alert to change your mood. And that's a fact.
Yeah. So, it's part of it, but it's not all of it.
Yeah, but if someone says, because you say your money inspires you to do more, no, you're not a good wife. You don't know what you're saying. Because you that are talking. If you see money, you change your ways naturally.
Husbands, so, please do to your wife.
Yeah, so and then I mean it may be an opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So we have a list of questions to ask to drive this conversation before we get into taking the calls. I can see messages on Facebook. Me, I'm on Facebook today. I don't know where to be. I'll be Facebook and I were together. I see a number of messages on Facebook that I'll be taking as we proceed. All right. But these are the questions I'll ask you. How did you bond with your family during the pandemic? How are you bonding with your family during this pandemic? Another question again is what were. Okay, I think you should take that one because that's not even on my side. I have another one to ask, but I think you have one to ask. Let me let you ask that one. Collins, I'll slap you, Collins.
I think it's basically what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. What were the fun activities that you and your family engaged in during the pandemic?
Now, those are the questions we're asking you. And if you are ready to talk to us, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's the magic number through which you can call us on the show today to be a part. And then for Facebook, I have a number of comments here. Godwin Para says, Collins, I composed a WhatsApp song. Okay, I want to send it to the Nigerian Info WhatsApp, please, but it seems like you sent it to the Nigerian Info WhatsApp number. No, DM it or send it to our email. We'll send that. Good morning. All right. WhatsApp Lagos, that's on Facebook. It says, I am Bernard Itodo. I love your show and I'm watching you live from Benue State. Read my message. Oh, I've read it. Itodo Bernard, I've read it. Shout out to those listening, watching us live on Facebook from, from outside Lagos. I'll go back to Facebook, but Abraham is here from Festac.
Hello.
Hello, Collins. Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrea, good morning.
How you doing?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Honestly, I don't have strength this morning.
What's the matter? Talk to us.
Honestly, to be honest with you guys, I'm hungry.
Really? How you hungry? Say? You mean like food hunger?
Food hunger. Like, to be honest, since throughout yesterday, I didn't eat anything. I was just drinking water.
Why? Are you fasting?
I don't have money. There's nothing on me.
Really? What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you haven't been paid?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what to do, man. Just, I just called you guys. I don't know if you guys can help me. Even if it's 1,000 to get something.
But you have airtime on your phone.
I borrowed from MTN.
You borrowed
just 100 naira.
I'm going to collect your number I said today that I wanted to bless someone, and I'm going to bless you this morning. So you know what? We're going to have your number.
I think they're taking his number.
Please take his number down. Mm-hmm.
So that we can settle
settle that.
But warning, oh, let me do warning. Boom, 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 boom. It's not that you now, everybody now is hungry. We now start calling to say, oh, I want to be blessed. I want to be blessed. We know that a lot of people are hungry there. And that's why we're trying, moving forward on the show, gradually, we'll be getting more partners, you know, to through this show, bless people, you know, who are in that state. Because sometimes you can't even think or achieve anything if you do not have the right frame of mind or you are not eating.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Are you still on the line?
Abraham, no, I think that it's taking his number and I think it's gone.
Okay, thank you, All right.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, we get there. But let's ask you, has the pandemic promoted some bonding amongst your family? What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hi.
What's up?
It's like today is our day.
Really?
Who are you, sir? Where are you calling from, sir?
I am calling from Lagos. My name is Akonye.
Your name is?
A-K-O-N-Y-E.
M-K-O-N-Y-E.
A-K?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
M-A. Yes, Akonye.
Oh. Akonye, all right.
Yes, it's like today is our day.
How?
Why do you keep saying that?
Is it your birthday?
No, the bedridden people. Getting through to you people. I've been trying for a very long time.
Oh!
I listen to Jimmy Jisoo, I listen to Sheriff, I listen to other programs.
Hmm.
And each time I try to get in touch with you people, I feel.
Oh.
Wow, finally you're here.
Yes, the other guy called. He's been on bed for since last year.
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
To the glory of God, I'm alive today.
Wow!
I have been on bed since 2019.
What? Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I am happy I am alive today.
Mm.
The man that is saying he is hungry. Mm-hmm. It's just hunger.
Oh, ho. Mm.
I thank God for his life. It's not health issue.
Wow.
Health is wealth.
That's right.
Let him thank God that he's just
alive.
Hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Let him thank God that he's just hungry.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And in that aspect, I would want to add a 1,000 naira to him.
Hey. Oh.
Yes, from my own pocket. I don't know how to transfer it to him.
We'll get your number.
Though I'm still here, battling with my stroke.
Hmm.
For his grace, I will come out of it.
Yes. Amen. You will.
You are healed.
You will.
Mm.
You will, man. That's what really touched me, man.
Yes, I'll do a 1,000 naira to that teacher. My mom is a retired teacher.
Mm.
It's been challenging.
I know. Just be strong. Put it together. We know. Just hold it together. You have the right attitude and just keep that attitude going. That would certainly keep you alive. I'm telling you. I know. And this is...
Good to hear from you, Colin.
Yes, indeed. I'm happy to hear from you too. You know, you have blessed people this morning a lot. It's beyond the 1,000 naira. It's the attitude with which you have said. I mean, you don't know what you've done. You've blessed millions of people. I can assure you that. Thank you so much for calling. I think they're getting his number.
Let's have his number.
Oh, boy.
So we can get that across.
Oh, my. Let's get to Twitter and see some comments here. Oh, man. Yeah. You know, that really got me. I won't lie.
I know.
He said, during the pandemic, Mapel Black says, during the pandemic, I kind of like bonded with my family. We moved to our house in Atikorodu, did a lot of farm work there and had a lot of fun. And I got to know a lot of things about my dad, which I had not known since my 20 years of existence.
Wow.
But the pandemic has also opened my eyes. And thank you so much for that. And that's a very good message coming in on Twitter from one of our Twitter persons there.
Okay, he says it opened his eyes to new opportunities.
Yeah.
The pandemic also made me make a decision to leave my family to look for a job to sustain the family.
Fantastic. And that's it. So the pandemic has worked well for families, according to that perspective.
True.
And back to the last caller. If you are in that state where you think that, you know, be appreciative of life.
Yeah.
They talk of hunger. Did you hear somebody, that people...
Since 2019, on bed rest.
You know, fighting for their lives. staying alive and keeping hope alive. You don't have a reason to complain.
Absolutely.
Except if you just want to complain, actually.
Hmm.
Complaints will not help anybody. The right attitude is to, first of all, be appreciative and keep your happiness going, no matter how. People go through pain all the days.
I think, yeah, you just said it. I mean, the heart of gratitude is all that you need, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a heart of gratitude, somehow happiness comes because you feel inside of you that, I mean, I'm thankful that I can breathe. I'm thankful for the little things around me. Mm-hmm. You would find happiness in that thing that you are grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, moving on. That's not what we're talking about on the show today.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. This is coming from Accountiology.
Okay.
From Lukweju says, for me, this pandemic have so much made my mom, okay, so she checks up on me, like,
okay.
Are you okay? Have you eaten? It was so much and too tiring when it all started, okay.
Oh, she's too
only,
much love.
She's only caring, I mean. Let's see, it's coming from Ernest from Banana Island says, okay. Mr. Collins and Andrea Tech are the best combo.
Thank you.
He says, you guys are just wonderful. Thank you for giving your audience hope despite all the challenges in our nation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always filled with laughter and excitement every time I listen to you guys.
Aww.
God bless you all for all that you do. Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Right. So, Doze Dean Naji says, what's up, Lagos? You both are the best combo on radio. Take care, Dimeji.
Thank you.
He says, the world can never go back to normal in any COVID-19 in any way. COVID-19 has helped families to spend more time together besides more babies are being born. Right, this COVID-19 surface. But we want our normal lives back. And he says, happy belated birthday to Zane.
Yes, thank of you. Course. On the flip side of the 11, when we get before we get to social media highlights, we'll give birthday shout outs. We have some special shout outs to give when we get there. And also, Akin Yami Meike on Facebook says, man, I've got goosebumps already. I swear, we should be thankful in all.
Yeah.
God bless you both. You know, the litest host on radio. Andrea, your voice is this word. I know it's a bit pronounced. I know, like, this word is ethereal. Chai. It's just, they draw me like Ogbono. Abi? The voice is drawn like Ogbono. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's sweet like that. Thank you.
Adebayo Ebenezer Oluwaseun. I really appreciate your gesture as you affect lives positively. God bless you. Thank you so much. Ayo Johnson Ebenha says, what's up, Lagos? He's dancing, he's playing trumpet, he's doing. That's all he sent on Facebook.
We see you.
Garlin Rabuna. Your name is Franklin. Franklin Aka. You have been battling with a couple of things, but I didn't get that message clearly. That's quite long. This one says, another one here. There's a message I wanted to take, which I took earlier, that talked about the pandemic affecting him and all that. All right, and he lost his job. All right, this is coming from who now? Bernard. So, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Andrea and Collins. You guys rock. Thank you so much. And if I locate that particular message, I'll take it.
I mean, a lot of people lost their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were stranded.
And people are still losing their jobs. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, businesses crumbled during the COVID-19. And a lot of things went wrong.
Yep.
And, you know, we cannot turn a blind eye to all of those things. But we're saying keep hope alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Akiola Keys on Twitter sent a message. Says, well, we are together. And it helped to hold together in times of need. Though we went through a lot, but we overcame. What's
that's
up,
good.
Lagos?
That's good.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It was tough, but coming together is what makes the magic happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, majority of families during the pandemic experienced tough times.
Yep.
Tough, really, really tough times, you know. But I'm glad that he said, despite how tough it was, they overcame.
That's right.
And that's the spirit.
We should be going on a break in just a moment. I think the time is right for the break. And remember that our conversation is asking you, if the pandemic has promoted bonding amongst family members, if that's the case. We have more WhatsApp messages or what? On Facebook. Oh, okay, Facebook, right. Oh, you've sent it. Great. I think you got the message I was looking for. So I think I squeezed that message in. Thank you so much because it was very timely. Now, the message said, what's up, Lagos? Yes, so it brings us together. That's coming from Olalekan James Oseni. It says, yes, so it brings us together. Imagine my son, we prefer Mr.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
Warm welcome back. Now, apologies for that, you know, the way the thing just caught me. You're going to shut up. What are you saying?
You're talking too much.
and I just behaved myself, you know. I had to go on that break. Apologies for that. So, guys, in case you even experienced that while you're on a call, you understand that it's a system, so we can just manage the time where we're. Anyway, so quickly, we had this Gaddafi sent a message on Facebook, which I wanted to take because it's in line with some of the things that people have talked about today. All right? We're asking you if the pandemic has promoted family bonding or not. And Gaddafi, Chilling Henry, says, you know, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins. This pandemic really destroyed my plans since last year. I'm not balanced. In fact, even my fiance left me because I lost my job.
Wow.
Thank God I have, you know, little things doing now. And Henry sending that message from Ilukpeju. Mm-hmm. Now, that's how far some people went. You know, so in that case now, the pandemic separated them, gave them social distancing. Maybe the fiance left for social distancing reasons. I'll be waiting. And that's because there's no money. So it also helped people to know those who truly love them.
Absolutely. I was about to say that. If she left you, she didn't really love you.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really love you.
A great opportunity there. More tweets are coming in still on the matter on hand. And I think Andrew's got the next tweets looking here.
Okay, so this person is Akinola says, with how tough it was, I still had that chance to learn how to fly a drone, though I still need some capital to go pro, but still, God is good. Let's see, Ugo Dianyi said, I got closer to God this pandemic. Every day, my love of God increased. My family became very close. Hmm. Great stuff. I know of a family who, they've been apart for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and rest half of the children somewhere else, father and half of the children somewhere else, chaos in the family and all. But somehow, I don't know, I would say maybe it was a prayer that brought them back together. But hey, somewhere along the line during the pandemic, they came back together.
Hmm.
I mean, it started from the father reaching out and saying he wants to know how his children are doing. From there, the children set up a meeting for the father and the mother. They met and, you know, they're back on the same WhatsApp group. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. Hearing the story, I was just like, what?
Wow, that's inspiring, right?
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, we cannot just sit here and be talking about this one happening, this one happening. I see families, a lot of families are going through a whole lot of stuff.
That's true.
And we identify that. And that's why we would be here for you every day to ensure. Now to Akinola, who says, I mean, he is learning. Anyone who's doing something, I'm inspired. When you take out time to do something.
That's true.
You're learning to fly a drone. As soon as you're a pro, even before you become a pro, reach out to us. You know, we have a lot of, sometimes a couple of productions that require that, you know, skills of your type are needed. So for people like you, you can reach out to Akinola because you sent a message in the tweet now. Send me a tweet or slide into my DM on Twitter. And let's talk from there. Let's see how we can help, you know, in the way we can.
Yeah.
No be money, I won't give you. You can say, bro, save my account number. That's how someone say, please, say, I should do in pandemic. Say, bro, do me quarantine.
It was a thing.
Give me quarantine.
I should do pandemic. Happy quarantine.
And give me pandemic.
Happy pandemic.
You know, I should do you pandemic.
Hey, holiday season now. Say, it's okay.
Like, do me Christmas now. It's understandable. Bro, do me New Year. As a due pandemic, how?
It's a holiday. That's what he's trying to tell you. So we have messages on WhatsApp quickly.
Oh,
and
boy.
I'm going to take this. Abiola from Lekki says, the guy who... Okay, let me start from the top. Your message is quite long.
Uh-huh.
Abiola from Lekki says, COVID-19 pandemic lockdown promoted whatever we had previously.
Hmm.
Families were close, became closer. Couples who had no business being together were exposed as they were locked down together.
Hmm.
And they had nothing thing to say to each other. Mm-hmm. I can never run out of things to say to my partner.
That's absolutely right.
And he says again, the guy who suffered a stroke and has been bedridden since 2019 has such a good heart.
That's right.
And it's a blessing to this world. Mm-hmm. We should have his contact and encourage him. Absolutely. Also, he says, my mom is a retired teacher and I can feel him. Thank God for his life, courage and generosity.
Thank you, Abiola. We have his contact. We'll definitely, you know...
Yeah, so Femi Leonia says he's in transit and he says, what's up, Lagos? You couple, you sweet couple, a sweet. Andrea, I love the way you call Collins. You just call him like that. No unnecessary appellation like that. You are Collins. And he says, happy birthday to Zane.
Oh, thanks.
That's in arrears. Mm-hmm. My daughter too turned one on February 1st. Ooh. Her name is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Have a lovely day, you both. Thank you so much and happy birthday in arrears as well to your baby, Jasmine.
A lot of messages coming in on Twitter. We have another one. It said, with how tough it was, I still had... I took that one already, Collins. Come on, move on.
Let me quickly take this.
Okay.
Lady Amy from Festac says... The techers, Collins and Andrea, you guys are doing wonderfully well. Your kind words encourage me more, though things weren't really easy during the lockdown, but my family bonded together with super love.
Hmm.
And she says, love you guys. We love you too.
Thank you, lady. Thank you for that message. Well, in the next 5 minutes, we'll bring you some information from our partners. You know, it's a new element that you'll be listening to from time to time on the show, especially these days. For 15 minutes, we'll be, you know, looking at what our partners at MTN are doing to help small and medium enterprises, you know, thrive, survive, especially during this pandemic, because that's another aspect that a lot of companies have to take advantage of, you know. Things have changed. Companies, you cannot afford to just say, we have a new product. What's with your new product? How about the people you are sending this product to? Are they okay? So I think more companies should do more social, social something responsibility? I don't know, to go to school.
CSR.
Uh-huh. They should do more of that. Bottom line, you know, my guys for Under Bridge don't know the Odyssey. I wait to consider the CSR. My guys listen to me. You think my guys listen to me? Oh, should they okay now? They will say the CSR. But for understanding, you should do more that will impact people.
Mm-hmm.
Be more in their lives. So
yeah.
That I'm giving you a strategy now. If not, you would also burn your brand. So our friends at MTN are doing some stuff that we'd like to share with you. And it's been on for the past 5 years. We'll talk more about that, helping SMEs. We'll talk about that in next 4 minutes.
Quickly, this is coming from EUJ. It says, mm-hmm. What's up, Lagos? People don't know that life is a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Although I lost my job, but I'm happy for the fact that I am alive.
Yes.
Thank you for that, actually. Mm-hmm. Quickly now, this person says, what's up, Lagos? I was locked down in Lagos for 4 months, March to July, and this afforded me to have a swell time with my family, although I have to escape through to Cotonou, back to Europe. The journey back was like an adventure. Hmm. It was like how the Nadeko people escaped from Niger during Abacha rule. Oh, I see. In all the lockdown last year provided a profound memory for me and my family.
You know, that story, some people were laughing at it. I don't say a lot of Nigerians know. Remember how that Nadeko was like the INEC of the time. So they had to Salo, but the military to take over. Or Salo, because you want to announce which result.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was just cracking up now. Well, we'll go into that. Let's see if we can squeeze a call or two and have Nigerians talk to us to find out what they have to say about the pandemic and family bonding. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's
up? Is this Chris?
Colin.
Oh, great. Good morning to you.
Andrella.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Nice to be with you this morning.
Same
it's Sunday
here.
From Eritrea.
Good to have you, Sunday.
Yeah. How was the environment?
Fine, we fine. Did. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm resting. After all of me throughout the night, I'm there.
Wow. You guys relaxed.
Yeah, actually, I have to rest.
It's needed.
I can't kill myself.
Exactly.
You can't go and come and kill yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
College.
Yes, sir.
And I'm enjoying your program. And in fact, there is something I was hearing with the people calling this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more like they don't turn the two couples to advert this morning.
Yeah? I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, it's good. It's good because there are people who are there. Mm. They have not known anything about relationships.
That's right.
But through the way both of you came in now, mm-hmm. I bet you you have strengthened some relationships. Indirectly. You will not know. That is why some people call they were so happy, they were so, because
that's right.
There are some people, they are in their home, their husband and wife, they call it, but by this relationship, they saw some people, both of you already know, they indirectly come together, but you will not know. They can only call you to appreciate you that, Colin, take care, I love your program, I love you, because they have seen something. You as an example to some locations and also, in fact, okay. All over the world.
Wow. Wow.
Right. Thank you so much
for that. God bless you. Yes. 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 Well,
let me quickly say, we the fight, oh.
We the normal.
We the fight, oh.
I changed it for her.
We come
for me.
Here, we are all sweet and rosy all the time. No.
But
we the fight, oh.
But our fights are sweet fights, really.
They're sweet fights. They don't last.
We know when to end.
Usually
every couple
last.
Will fight. I know we fight.
But Collins is so sweet. Let me say this on national radio. He's so sweet. Collins doesn't know how to hold grudge. I'm the one that holds grudge. Collins will be the one I'll be the one to get him upset. And I'll be the one to still act up. And Collins will still come to meet me and say, but why? You're so sweet, actually.
Stop casting me, but thank you. You're sweeter than the sweetest. But guys, let's go on now and talk to our partners, because they'll be joining us now for this special segment for 15 minutes.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to let her drink water.
Yes.
And come back at 1:30.
Yes, I'll go drink water, refresh myself and come back.
Absolutely. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Stay tuned for more on What's Up Lagos.
It must be true, because I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Lagos, Nigeria, it's 11:15. Like I've been saying, that in a matter of minutes, we'll be getting into a segment to see what our partners at MTN are doing concerning SMEs. Now, for the past 5 years, recent data from the National Bureau of Statistics, that's MBS, in case you don't know, because some people don't know. If I say MBS now, they'll be saying many things. States that the data state that micro, small, and medium enterprises, that's MSMEs, in Nigeria have contributed about 48% of the national gross domestic product, that's GDP. Now, this further gives credence to the MBS MSME survey, which reveals that SMEs in this country are responsible for the provision of over 80% of employment across the country. 80%. Of employment across the country. Now, considering this massive input of the MSMEs to the national income, one will only think that there should be more. But you know, it's no longer news that the outbreak of COVID-19, including the accompanying lockdown, has resulted in an unprecedented economic tailspin, which has led to a decline in business activities. Now, consumer spending and living standards. Of course, if you do 111, now is 010 in some cases. Some people just eat once just to manage and survive. You heard someone just called and said they lost their job, the fiance left. You heard just before, elements just before now. The fiance left because no money, you lose job. Businesses were affected, no doubt. It is based on this backdrop that MTN Nigeria launched a program called REV. Now, the REV program was to do what I'll describe as address the critical needs of these businesses. That's MSMEs, all right? Now, the REV program seeks, let me tell you a bit about it. It seeks to address, major micro-level issues. So when I say micro-level issues, like small things where businesses they face, meaning small things, especially, specifically in the areas of, reigniting
the economy and driving digital inclusion for SMEs. You know, and adopting a four-pronged approach that includes a number of things. One of them is master classes, access to markets, productivity tools, support, and advisory initiatives. So the REV program, according to what the partners are telling us, I'm telling you this because I'm week in, week out to talk more about this, seeks to help SMEs relearn, rethink, retool their businesses for growth in the emerging digital economy. So I think this is a great initiative that should be encouraged. So if you are a small business owner or you're SME, you are having challenges and maybe you're not on the program just yet, you'll probably be saying, how can I be a part of it and all that? But we'll get into that. That's we'll get into that. So to achieve greater impact, MTN launched the program just to not so only we can address the fact that, you know, the contribution to the GDP has dropped because of the pandemic, to the fact that these businesses are suffering, but also to encourage them to survive during this pandemic. Now, to achieve the greater impact, 200 of these SMEs and medium and small businesses, if you like, have been selected, 200 of them, to be part of MTA's Accelerator program. Now, it's called Yellow 200. Now, the Yellow 200 MTN Accelerator program aimed at supporting SMEs with, you know, the delivery of empowerment tools and awareness, creation opportunities, and the Yellow 200 also with you know, these guys will enjoy exclusive, those who have been selected, I mentioned that the 200 that have been picked, the SMEs, are called the Yellow 200, you know, would enjoy exclusive access to a broad range of technology and productivity tools and services. Now, this is not going to be paid for, absolutely free. And that's why this is important. If you know us, if you know me on this show, especially on Techie Talk, we try to see how we can create and talk about the opportunities that are available in the space, a digital space, and how that these opportunities can be, you know, harnessed and also be brought to the fore, you know, so that people who need it can have access to them. And this is exactly what the Yellow, MTN Yellow, or the Yellow 200, as they're now called, would enjoy an answer from MTN. They'll also receive what productivity support that would enhance the business's performance, in addition to the access to MTN's media assets for product marketing, you know, which will help, which will also open up new market opportunities for businesses and for their business growth and expansion. And I had to bring this background, bring all this to the fore, just so we all understand what this is all about, because week in, week out, we'll bring some of these. Now, I will go on a quick break. When I come back, we'll wrap this up. With a few things you should know. I know some of the questions will be, fine, I'm not part of the 200. How can I be a part of 200, you know? My own business is suffering too now. The pandemic affected me too. We get to know, you know, all these information, that what you're looking for and how this affects you when we come back right after the break. This is Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be back in just a moment.